Bye-bye.
Oh, and use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think you'll see a 15 to 18% unemployment rate. I think you'll see an 8 to 9% decline in GDP. I think you'll see the middle class just destroyed if we don't do this. And the people that it will harm the most will be the poorest of the poor, because we'll print money to try to debase our currency and get out of it. And what you'll see is hyperinflation. We're not taking seriously the very real and urgent threat that will undermine the standard living in this country. And I agree. I told you the other evening that if we didn't take some pain now, we're going to experience apocalyptic pain.
This is your Talk Radio Countdown. Today's review of the big story or stories, a couple of things this week that make the economy and the outlook for next year very important for conversational purposes. You just heard at the top Senator Tom Coburn, who thinks the economy is not going to be so hot this next year, but he may be who knows what the guy's looking for or running for. The negative doomsdayers tend to more be Republicans than Democrats, which is kind of sad, especially when you look at the holiday spending, which has surged this year. Americans still have their doubts, though, questioning the economy or mostly unemployment. The numbers are high. Home prices are unstable. Consumer confidence is not as good as everybody would like it to be. The decline this past month following a couple of months of rising optimism. A lot of data that suggests next year will be brighter, though, because layoffs are slowing, businesses investing money, new equipment is being bought, stock market has risen to its highest point in 2 years. So how come we don't look at the glasses half full rather than half empty? We'll work through that this hour, starting with MSNBC's Contessa Brewer speaking with Richard Castellani from CareerBuilder.com about a new poll that suggests 84% of Americans will be looking for a new job this coming year.
All right, why does everybody want a new job?
Well, I think that's a nice sign of optimism. I mean, you've had what, you know, a horrific job market for the past couple of years. People are now feeling that there is an opportunity to get that new job. They were locked in for the past few years, and they were too afraid to leave. The optimism that is that there might be an opportunity for them to improve their career and to find a better job.
And also, it's probably because for, what, 3-4 years, a lot of employees are sitting tight while their employer comes back to them and says, look, I can't give you a raise. I can't give you a raise. And, oh, by the way, can I cut your salary because it means saving other people's jobs? So people are looking at it, and you start seeing signs that the economy is bouncing back. The retail's done really well at Christmas time, and you're thinking, isn't it time for me to have a raise?
Well, I think the past few years have been hard on everyone. You know, those people who have been out of work, you know, those 8 million people who have lost their job, and then those people that had to suffer what you're saying, whether it be a pay cut, extra hours, you name it. You know, now the economy is hopefully getting back to where we're going to be producing jobs. That ability to produce jobs will inspire people to get out there. That's why you're seeing it, this optimism. I think that's a good sign for the economy, because you are seeing it in employers. You know, we're seeing increased activity across the board on our side from employers.
Well, for the past few years, the Labor Department's quit rate, which is a barometer of workers' ability to change jobs, has hovered near an all-time low. It indicates that people have just wanted to hunker down and keep the job they have and not risk a period of unemployment. But it's one thing to say you want a new job. It's another, at this point, to actually leave the job you have for one that you don't. Where are the people going to find jobs if they're willing to take a leap?
Well, I mean, fields like healthcare have been really essentially a stronghold throughout this entire recession. You know, jobs like nursing, physical therapy have been really, really strong. Other areas like sales, customer service, and IT, we're seeing substantial amounts of growth, and even marketing fields.
Doug Steffen on the Countdown with a focus on jobs and the economic outlook. You just heard from CareerBuilder.com's Richard Castellani, who thinks that we have some good signs, new jobs, people changing jobs, looking for jobs. That's good for the coming year, 2011. Let's move over to Fox now, where host Lori Rothman speaks with economist Peter Schiff. Schiff says our spending is growing not our economy.
All right, people are feeling better. They're spending retail sales strong for this season. Economists, as we just said, upgrading their outlooks, but you're not buying it. What's your concern?
I mean, first of all, the economy is not what's growing. It's the money supply. And that's inflation. And so the reason stock prices are rising, the reason oil prices are rising and other commodity prices are rising is because the government is destroying the value of our money. And so as money loses value, you need more money to buy stocks. You need more money to buy oil. That's all that's happening. So we're not getting richer. We're actually getting poorer.
Okay, but conventional wisdom, right? U.S. Treasuries never default. Greenback is the go-to, the safe haven. Are we in a sort of mindset shift here?
Yeah, well, that conventional wisdom is going to be shattered. And usually when you have a consensus, it's wrong. The idea that the U.S. dollar is safe or some type of safe haven is wrong. I mean, we are the epicenter of the global financial problems. We are the nation that is in the most debt. We have an economy that's completely dependent on artificially low interest rates, on the ability to export dollars and import real goods. But this is creating consequences all around the world. Look at China that raised interest rates over the weekend. They're trying to fight off inflation that they're importing from the United States. This is the consequence of their dollar peg. I think in next year, in 2011, they might rethink that and allow their currency to rise, which will put even more upward pressure on prices in the United States for consumer goods and interest rates.
But don't you think with China, you want, since China's the global growth engine, you want a strong China right now. So if you're raising interest rates to prevent that economy from overheating, it might be good. Rising tides, in a sense, lifts all boats.
Well, China's economy is going to be strong. Raising interest rates right now is not going to stop the inflation if they keep expanding the money supply. The reason there's inflation in China is because they print a lot of money to buy up all the dollars that we keep sending them because we don't send them products. If you create money out of thin air, prices have to rise to compensate for all that new money. You know, there is a consequence. The government is spending all this money, huge deficits. How do we pay for it? If the government is not taxing us, they're taking our purchasing power by creating inflation. That's all the Federal Reserve is doing. But they want to keep up the pretense that there's no inflation so they can justify keeping interest rates really low. Eventually, what they're going to do is they're going to start to try to convince us that a little inflation is good for us, that this shows that their policies are working. But it's not true. I mean, you're not going to get a little bit of inflation any more than you can be a little bit pregnant.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Is inflation a problem? Not yet, it wouldn't seem. Interest rates on buying a home, around 4% still. Here's a report from Robin Roberts, speaking with economist Tory Johnson about the lessons the unemployed can learn from this past year.
We talk about the millions that are out of work, but as you know, it always comes about down to that individual worker, that person that's out there looking for a job. So, Tory, what lessons from this year can those looking for a job in the new year take?
I think there's a few things to keep in mind. The first is to look outside of your industry. Your industry might have taken a dive, but that doesn't mean that your career has to sink as well. And so think about how you can expand the skill set that you have into a different industry. So if you did project management or administrative work in the construction or financial services industry, maybe you want to look at temporary work or at healthcare, a way to leverage those skills in a new area. You also want to increase your skill set. Now is definitely the time to invest in additional training or to take on additional projects if you already have a job, because you're not going to stand out from the competition if there's only one thing that you're really good at. Being really good at a couple of things right now is definitely only going to help in the year ahead. And then lastly, I would say, and perhaps most importantly of all, we all need to redefine what we think of as job security. It used to be that, you know, we should take a job with somebody else, collect that paycheck every 2 weeks, and that was the safe and secure route. And with 26 million Americans, as you started out by saying, either underemployed or unemployed or discouraged, that form of job security really no longer exists. We have to be the CEO of our own careers. Think of ourselves as free agents. I'm really bullish this year ahead on starting a small business.
Up next on the Countdown, Richard Liu, a reporter, speaks with Steve Moore of the Wall Street Journal.
The consumer confidence has dipped in December. Were you thinking that it was actually going to go up?
Yeah, it sure was, Richard. And people, all you had to do was go into the shopping malls the last month or so, and you saw people, you know, walking around with their credit card, and the stores were full. And as you reported earlier, retail sales this Christmas season were up substantially. So I'm very shocked by this number. The one thing I would say, Richard, is I really view consumer confidence numbers as a lagging indicator, not a leading indicator.
Right.
I'm still really bullish on the next 6 months or so. I think we're going to see some powerful recovery coming with, you know, perhaps 4% growth. And I think we're going to see, you know, the job numbers come out next week, as you know, Richard, and those look like they're going to be fairly strong.
Yeah, lagging meaning it's looking behind the rearview mirror instead of looking out through the front windshield.
That's
what do you think we need when we take a look at these numbers? You know, it's down slightly to 52.5 from 54.3. That really doesn't mean much. But what do we need in terms of consumer confidence to show that we are getting back into that place where we're going to have more jobs?
Well, again, I would say what's more important than how people respond to these surveys, because the consumer confidence number is really just a survey, is how people are actually spending and what they're actually doing with their money. And that's where we see some positive results. But Richard, one of the things you said a few minutes ago really concerned me much more than the dip in the consumer confidence numbers, and that was some of those new numbers you reported on housing, because I'm a big believer that we're not going to fully get out of this terrible and lengthy recession until we start to see a bit of a turnaround in the housing market. After all, the housing collapse is what got us into this crisis in the first place. And so I was really quite disturbed by some of those numbers who reported that, you know, prices are still dipping a little bit. That suggests to me, Richard, we still haven't hit bottom in the housing market.
Yeah, those are really the two key legs that we've been waiting for them to jump on back. We talk about the housing market. We talk about jobs. Housing, how does that relate, though, specifically to jobs and what we are seeing right now?
Great question, Richard. And the two are just intertwined, because it's self-evident that if somebody doesn't have a job or their income is falling or they don't have a full-time job, it becomes very difficult for them to pay their mortgage. And if they can't pay their mortgage, they may have to foreclose. And when people start foreclosing on their mortgages, then housing prices fall.
Right.
So you can see that there's this cycle.
Yeah.
And what we have to do, Richard, is get out of this vicious cycle. And says hopefully as we see job growth next year, people will start to be able to afford houses. Buying a house, they'll be able to afford paying their mortgages. We'll see a decline in foreclosures. I mean, that's what I have my fingers crossed, hoping that's going to happen sometime in the next few months.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Consumer confidence. That's the focus. Looking back at December and November and September, the last quarter of the year. Basically, more good than bad. If you are a person who's interested in the economy, and who isn't, and in jobs, and who isn't, and your discretionary spending, and who isn't, then this conversation is important for you. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We're talking about consumer confidence. Prices of single-family homes off just a bit, depending on the part of the country. I've heard some pretty good stories about homes that have been sold recently in California, so it certainly is not bad everywhere. Lots of activity in the Southwest, people looking at land and homes and that sort of thing. Here's talk radio host Elvis Polo speaking with Senator Tom Coburn. Coburn back again for a second follow-through, if you will, on his dire predictions.
Apocalyptic pain to drop the bomb on everybody Sunday, on Fox News Sunday. So, I mean, it's a very, very heavy statement. What do you know that we don't know?
Well, I know the predictions of what's going on in Europe and has fallen just like a house of cards. If you look at what's going to happen to Portugal, Italy, and Spain, that's happening. I know that the interest rates on 30-year bond have gone up 45 basis points in the last 2 months. The same on the 10-year. And I know that we haven't sent the confidence around the world that we're going to be able to pay our debt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the point is people who loan us money will continue to loan us money, but at extremely high interest rates, which will create extremely high inflation, extreme unemployment, and extreme decline in our economy, which means the middle class will get wiped out and the poorest of the poor will starve. I mean, these aren't mild things. They're realities. And you cannot borrow against your future forever. And the world financial community is now telling us, you're next, guys, if you don't line up.
So when you say the middle class would be wiped out and the poorest of the poor would starve, are you literally saying there would be thousands upon thousands of people living on the street?
Well, what I'm saying, Elvis, is that if, in fact, we continue to do what we're doing and borrowing money that we don't have to spend on things that we don't absolutely need to do, then ultimately there's a price for that. And, you know, economics is economics, and markets are markets. We can deny them. We can say they don't exist, but they do. And unless we get rid of the junk and start making hard decisions about the programs that we want to make sure continue, then we're not going to have the opportunity to make those decisions ourselves. Somebody else is going to make them for us. And the person that's going to make it for us are the people who own our debt. So, we can sit here and say, well, we're America. This isn't going to happen to us. But when we're clicking along at $14 trillion worth of debt, we now have almost $80 trillion worth of unfunded liabilities in the next 75 years. I mean, think about that. That's not included in our debt. And we're adding programs that are going to increase that. And nobody's saying, wait a minute, time out. Maybe we ought to prepare for the future. The significance of what is coming. The other problem is we can know it's coming, but we won't know when, and it'll come on. We won't be able to fix it. So if you go back to the early 80s when we had double-digit inflation, double-digit unemployment, and double-digit interest rates, and think about how much fun that was for the middle class. Mm-hmm. Killed them. But it's going to be worse this time, and it's predictable. And the sad thing is everything in front of us we can fix if we're willing to make a sacrifice, quit pointing fingers, and walk down the road and reestablish the very things that made this country great. And if we don't do it, then we're going to suffer severe pain.
U.S. consumers, time now to rise to the occasion. 800-510-8255. Give us a couple of minutes for a few more items, and then you're on the air on the countdown.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
Moving along now as we prefer to instigate the side of the program which focuses on your calls and comments, because this becomes listen radio as well as talk radio. The focus on the talk radio review, if you've been following the economy and the stories about the economy, they're fairly traditional toward the end of the year. The housing market is in the focus, the holiday sales reports, which have been robust. That should be, I recommend that you look at it in a positive way. And so that's my overview. I think you can find something bad in anything, and you can probably find something good in anything. So what about you? How do you see things moving into 2011? Because that's what we're really focused on, the economic outlook for the new year. As we go back to radio talk hosts, this is John Turk breaking down some of the new numbers, which show that the majority of us feel that you're not better off now than they were when Barack Obama was elected. Turk reporting also that women are expected to recover from the recession quicker than men. What do you think of that?
Americans believe President Obama has delivered on his message of change. Unfortunately, the change is for the worse. More than 50% asked say they are worse off today than they were 2 years ago when the country's economic meltdown was in full swing. Just 35% say they are better off in the poll. Also, 66% said the country was headed in the wrong direction. Democrats are split, 48% saying the U.S. is on the wrong track. More than 80% of Republicans feel the same way. Where do you land here? In this economy, in this recession, are you worse off than you were 2 years ago? If I just look around me, I'm probably about the same. I'd have to vote on the same as I was 2 years ago. I still have my job. My wife still has her job. We're still making the same income. Although, you know, cost of living has gone up, obviously, the last couple of years. But I consider myself in the same boat. But if I look around me, a lot of my friends, a lot of family have lost jobs in the last couple of years. Businesses have folded. Less work out there. People aren't going to get you know, some of the stuff they used to do 2 years ago, like get their nails done and their hair done and going golfing. Look, you're seeing golf courses close all around the country. So people aren't spending money on those luxury items anymore. So where are you in this economy? Are you better off, worse off, or about the same as you were when President Obama was elected and we had this promise of change? Women's earnings expect to recover before men's. Women's earnings will recover faster than men's as the economy rebounds, which means companies that market to females may perform well. According to a Bank of America research note to clients, women will rebound from the recession before males because females didn't lose as many jobs as males did during the recession. Some of the industries most affected by the economy, such as manufacturing and construction, had more male than female workers. The unemployment rate for women, which is 8.9%, is compared with 10.6% for men. It's the widest it's ever been. The overall unemployment rate was 9.8% for November. Women make up the majority of the workforce in 9 of the 10 occupations that the Bureau of Labor Stats predicts will add the most jobs over the next 8 years. So what I'm asking is, male or female, if you're out there looking for jobs, do you think it is easier for the opposite gender to get a job? Is it easier for women to find a job right now?
Depends on who you are. If you're Kelsey Grammer's wife or ex-wife, you get $50 million. But that's not you. Right. What about you? And is it surprising that women will recover from the recession quicker than men? In my own circumstance, I'm far worse off now than I was 2 years ago, but I'm far more optimistic this year than I was last year. The business that I'm in, which is basically the advertising business, has been soft to the point of being almost silly to those. I'm an independent contractor. I don't work for a big corporation. And therefore, I didn't have the same coverage that the other talk hosts who have lots of exposure have. It's just I chose to work for myself many years ago and not work through the big corporations and work for somebody. And so the good came and it was good, and the bad comes and it's bad, and you learn to deal with it and you keep moving. It's called momentum. And when I look at the numbers here, the month-to-month changes in consumer confidence that aren't really particularly well correlated with some of the things that you've read in your newspaper or you've heard on the radio or if you watch television, depending on. You see, you don't really get the news from Fox, and you don't really get the news from MSNBC. And I don't know really where to send you to get the news other than to study the information yourself that comes from now the various sites, whether you're left of center, right of center. When you get information, that's different than news, information that comes from a slanted site, New York Times is slanted and biased. The Washington Times is slanted and biased. Fox News is slanted and biased. MSNBC, slanted and biased. If you go to Reuters or the AP, then you really have a chance of being able to dig into some of the stuff and some of the good magazines that are around that you find. Most people will go to sites or read magazines and newspapers or watch television that now present the information that's out there from or give you information from a bias because that's the way the system works now. It doesn't work the way it did as I grew up in the news business and grew up on what media was available at the time. It's a whole different ballgame. So it's very difficult to really know what the truth is if you only have one source of supply. And that's why we stress on this program both sides of the issue or as many different bits and pieces of info. So if you've been following it from your slanted side and then you get to the middle somehow, then you really have a sense of what's going on. It isn't as bad as some would have you believe, and it isn't as good as some would have you believe. To wit, U.S. retail sales rose in the week before Christmas, putting holiday sales on track to hit the high end of estimates. The data that's been released this week by the Council of Shopping Centers and other the big banks, that sort of thing, shows retail sales up almost 5% for the week which went into Christmas compared with a year earlier. Optimism about the economy has grown after recent reports on jobless claims and durable goods being sold and consumer spending suggests that the economy has perked up a bit and appears to be entering the new year with a relatively decent amount of momentum. That's the news. That's reality. That's the truth. So the rest of it you can spin and skew and turn and twist and do whatever you want to, but those are the real numbers. Keeping in mind, of course, that many of the numbers are prepared by the government. That's why I didn't go to the government numbers. I went to the ones that came from the Council of Shopping Centers, because that has more relevancy than whatever government spin is going to be put on to these, because people want you to think, you know, if they're Republicans, the administration doing a lousy job, and therefore have to work harder on the things that they don't like. And if it's the Republicans, I mean, if it's the Democrats, they're going to tell you things are great. Look at how Obama has fixed everything, and it's going to be rosy and wonderful. That's, both of them are bunkum. And so non-political answers to questions are the best way to find out what's really there. Now, if you insist on grinding, and you insist on pushing, and you insist on wanting to keep things stirred up politically, then you'll have a different point of view. But if you want the facts, the fact is things are better today than they were last year at this time for most of you, not all of you, but most of you, and things look like they will be much better in the coming year than they were in the last year. So that's the way it is. You think employment's going to go back to 4% this next year? You're out of your minds. Not going to happen. That's not a pessimistic point of view. It's the reality of putting all of the facts together from the unbiased points of view. There will not be 4% unemployment again for probably, you can't even really look in a crystal ball and figure that out. 4 or 5 years maybe. And that depends on how the road goes this year. We keep borrowing money the way that we are. And it's anybody's guess. These people who say we're going into the tank because we've borrowed too much money don't know what's in the road ahead. You can look back, but these are extraordinarily different times. Things shook out differently because of different situations that prevailed than was the case in 1929, 1930, 1931. But make no mistake, there were a lot of things that have happened in the past couple of years, 2.5 years, that were pretty spooky. could have gone either way, one way or the other. They didn't go as far as they could backwards, but maybe they could have moved. Again, this is maybe, perhaps, could. All right, let's get to the bottom line here, which is your thoughts on this. 800-510-8255. Callers around the corner on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed. Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work while preventing harmful malware from entering your network. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA Insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen. And I'm back in Massachusetts, and you're Marlene, and you're in New Jersey, so let's hear what you're thinking about, Marlene.
Number one, about Social Security. People better understand, from the day they start working, they're paying 6.2% of their income into that. Plus, your employer matches that. That's almost 12.5% of your working life's income going into a system. In 1983, Social Security was bankrupt. you paid a couple hundred dollars a year into the system. In 1983, they went from $300 to $4,000 is what you could actually pay out of your pay into Social Security. Think about it, people. If you were paying $2,000 and your employer was paying $2,000, that's $4,000 a year for 40 or 50 years. Where's the money? The government has taken trillions of dollars out of Social Security. People better understand, and as far as Republican and Democrats, I became an independent, and I'll tell you why. Under a Democratic president, NAFTA was signed. This Democratic president, a few months ago, took a trip to Asia. He took corporate people with him. General Electric was one of those companies. General Electric, while they're in Asia, announced a $2 billion investment into China. Meanwhile, General Electric pays zero corporate taxes in the United States of America. So when you hear all of these big corporations complaining about corporate taxes, they don't pay them.
Wow. Well, the only problem I have with one of your thoughts there, Marlene, is that in the new year, the amount of money taken out for the individual when it comes to Social Security, I think gets dropped 2 points, if I'm not mistaken, to 4.2%. But you're right about the money being wasted. There's not much argument. The facts are the facts. So much of our money is being wasted. Fraud, corruption, abuse. That's the job of a leader, to find it and root it out, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Brett, listening in Oregon to the countdown.
I think the thing we could do to make things better is actually extend the the house credit, and maybe have a higher what you would say, the government would help with more tax relief on that issue, and temporarily for small business get rid of the payroll tax so people would be willing to hire, and that would help. Just for small businesses, in terms of for a small business, and then a medium business would be not quite as, and then the big guys, they wouldn't get one. But for small business, which is the driver of our economy, temporarily, just to eliminate that, just so there would be an influx of people being hired.
All right, there's a suggestion or two that would help out. I think it's worth consideration, right? All those things. If you're a person that's in business, Brett has some thoughts. 2011 is what we're looking forward to, and your calls and comments with your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Let's move to Trish, who calls in from Virginia with some ideas, some investment ideas.
I don't see it's going to change anytime near soon. I don't think the state should be bailing out municipalities. I don't know what the answer is there, except that we need to create jobs. The only thing that I have been able to come up with personally, and we're doing it in my area, is alternative energy. If we would spend on alternative energy, in this area, wind farms, it would create jobs. Number two, it would completely get us away from foreign oil, which, if no one remembers, is part of what started this. When the Middle East went up on the oil, what, two or three summers ago, that is when this whole economic thing started. It was like a domino. We're going to have to spend. People are going to have to get used to that. We're just going to have to spend in a more fiscally responsible way. And we're going to have to quit listening to Republicans, because this deficit started under Reagan, and every Republican that is supposed to be, they're the ones that are supposed to be fiscally conservative, they're the ones that have spent us into this mess. People don't seem to remember that. We're spending on two wars, billions every day. I don't know what the answer to that is, but what we're doing is not working, so we need to stop.
Well, you have the current president who's followed the same ideas as the past president when it comes to being bellicose, and that's not a change at all. So you have some ideas that seem to make some sense. Investing in alternative energy is a great idea. And that is something that's being pushed by the current administration. The cost of oil may go to $5 a gallon. What do we do then? 51 after the hour.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
777.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A new beginning with the new year, bringing changes for everybody. Some will be challenging, but I think most of the challenges will be some things that you can meet, and most things are going to be positive. Set your standards high for yourself, and then maybe you might be well-served to get out of your own way, some of you. 800-510-8255. We're going through our callers on the countdown, responding to or thinking about the economic circumstance that you find yourself in now. What do you think the new year will be all about? Let's go to Andy, who is in Boston, listening to the countdown.
The only way to get this economy going is to create new jobs, and you need new products, new ideas, new inventions to kickstart this economy. And we have to invest in research and development. I'm an inventor. And for the past almost 20 years, I've been forced to give away my ideas. Most corporate America, American companies, they have bogus policies. You have to either give away your rights or you have to invest $20,000 into a patent to protect your ideas and then submit it to them. So, you know, I hear Mr. Obama saying we have to help the inventors and the researchers. Well, that's what you have to do. You have to help us. You have to have corporate America work with us. Give us some kind of incentive. If I'm giving away multi-billion dollar ideas and I'm not getting anything in return, it's going to make me stop. And a lot of people have great ideas out there, and they don't want to do it. They're afraid to get ripped off. And it's sad to say, but we're getting ripped off. We're giving them great ideas, and we're getting nothing in return except, you know, we can say, hey, I came up with this idea, you know, and it's like a sense of pride or something. But Mr. Obama and his administration have to do something to help inventors like myself. I mean, I studied hard in school. I studied electronics. I studied electrical engineering. I worked my tail off in school to get somewhere, and I haven't gone anywhere.
Well, but that's... You're sounding like somebody who expects that it's supposed to come easily, and with many it doesn't. My friend, just keep at it. Don't push it too hard. Just keep at it. And it'll work sooner or later. As I say, I think there's a lot of great new energy around this new year. Sam, in the Bronx, with thoughts on the countdown.
I think that basically we're doomed until the economy is doomed, period, until people start to realize that the Democrats and the Republicans are nothing more than two sides of the same coin. I mean, because when you take a look at it, they always seem to work out things for the rich. Like, there's no common sense left when I watch the news now, meaning that we were fighting We're fighting two wars, or at least one war, that had nothing to do with 9/11. But yet we're spending billions of dollars getting people killed, spending money in Iraq, and not one hijacker or not one piece of evidence came from there. Yet all of our tax money is going over there to fight. Then you have these tax cuts that have been going on for 8 years under Bush. Obama just extended them. But if you take a look at it, they've created no jobs. The jobs are all overseas. And so that there's no truth anymore in terms of the news telling us what's really going on. And none of the politicians really work for us, because whether you pick Republican or Democrat, at the end of the day, the only people who are really going to be satisfied or get something are the rich.
Well, that remains to be seen. Is there optimism there? No. Pessimism? Yes. Steve in Detroit, let's find out where you are.
Hey, you know, these Wall Street guys, you know, they're getting these billion-dollar bonuses, and these Republicans and Democrats playing a bait-and-switch game about they're going to do this, they're going to do that. You know, the time of talk is over. You know, I was out of work for 3 years, went back to school for a year, still can't find any jobs, you know, temporary, working temporary things. Now I'm back on unemployment. I get $100 a week less than I did before when I was on unemployment. Mm-hmm. So I don't even qualify for food stamps. You know, we're just getting tired of all this talk. You know, we need to take some of these politicians who are puppets for the rich and start burning down buildings.
Well, maybe there's time for us to get involved in a revolution of sorts. Whether burning down buildings is anything, sometimes it does get people's attention. I wouldn't advocate for it, but some people think it's a good way to fix things. We'll move to Monty now in Memphis, listening to KWAM to sort of finish things off here, Monty.
I don't see a recovery in this country as long as we have this, all the money and big business and the greed that's here. I don't see greed letting good jobs come back into this country. I'm 61 years old. I've worked construction all my life. I'm semi-retired, and I'm okay because I live within my means. But I'm scared for my grandchildren. I just don't see this country recovering. I think we're going to turn into a third world country, and I'm sad about it. But thank you for letting me talk.
Well, letting you talk and take some action are two different things. Everybody getting together and forcing the issue is probably the best way to handle some of this stuff. We let things go too long without action, so now it takes a lot of energy to push them back the other way. Let's try it and see what happens this year. More activism on your part. 59 past the hour on the countdown.